You ever been around a guy that just seems to bring strife with him everywhere he goes? He walks in a room, and he's in an argument with somebody or trying to get in one. Just always right there. And he's usually pretty good at getting people mad at each other, too. If you hear of a feud going on in a family or in work, you know he's right in the middle of it. He's one of the ones that started or keeps it going. You know that guy? I have. Then there's the person that everybody goes to when they have problems. The one that will always be fair and level-headed and sensible. If called upon to arbitrate between folks that are arguing, he won't be ruled by anger or any other emotion. They'll be fair. You bring people together, settle disputes, help people to get along. God calls her a peacemaker. I've known people like that, too. It's not hard to figure out which one the Lord favors. The one that's always causing the trouble or the one that's always bringing the peace. When we think about Matthew 5 and verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. The sons of God. In other words, they're like God. Some translations say the children of God. If you want to be like God, then you're a peacemaker. And we're really never more like God than when we're bringing people together. When we're trying to settle problems. That's pretty much what the whole Bible story is all about. God through Christ brings us together. Our mediator, the God-man Jesus, joins our hands with God's hands to restore a relationship that we broke. I mean, you know, Jesus is the greatest peacemaker ever. You want to be like Jesus? Help a couple disgruntled friends get beyond what's between them. Build bridges, mend fences. That's how to be like Jesus. Be a calming influence of people around you. Break down prejudices, whether they're racial or social or whatever. Peacemakers break down obstacles and help people get along. And that's what we need to be doing. Better yet than all those things I just talked about, and perhaps this is what Jesus ultimately had in mind, be a peacemaker between God and sinful humanity. Because there's in every one of our lives somebody that God wants to use you to bring him to Christ. We just have to be willing to be the Andrew that brings the Peter to Jesus. We have to be the Paul who helps two sisters to stop fighting. Philippians, the fourth chapter, verse number 2. You know, you may be the one to bring peace between your spouse and God. You may be the one to bring peace between your children and God. Between a coworker, a friend, an uncle, a neighbor. They all need to come to God. And you may be the one. The most miserable person in the world, the most miserable person, is the one who's always at odds with the people around him and with God. But the one who looks the most like Jesus is the one that brings peace wherever he goes. How would you be described? A peacemaker? Or the most miserable person in the room? That's a thought that we need to think about. We need to be seriously looking at ourselves. Are we looking to bring people to God? Or are we looking to tear people down? Are we looking to build bridges or burn them? Are we looking to bring people together or keep them away from us? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they are the children of God. They are the ones that are like God. You know, we use the expression every once in a while to chip off the old block. You can look at somebody and you can tell that that's his son. That's her daughter. There's no question. They talk like it. They walk like it. They think like them. They're just like them. Couldn't, you know, we use the expression, boy, you couldn't deny that's one of your kids. God doesn't want to deny that we're one of his kids. But he wants us to show the world that we are his children. And one of the ways we do that is that we're peacemakers. Always looking for the best. Always looking for the way to bring people together. To build people up. Can we help you do that? Can we pray with you? Can we pray for you? If you need that prayer tonight, please, won't you come while we stand and while we sing.